Alaska marked the solstice early this morning at 1:44 a.m. So what does that mean for the amount of daylight across the state? To answer that question, we checked in with Brian Bretschneider, a climatologist in Anchorage who closely tracks Alaska climate data and trends. He regularly talks with editor Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of the segment Ask a Climatologist. He says the amount of daylight depends a lot on where you are in the state.
If you're basically north of the Arctic Circle, so say north of Kotzebue, of course, there's no daylight, so no official sunrise or sunset. And then once you get south of there, say in Fairbanks, you're about 3.5 hours. When you get to Anchorage, it's somewhere in the 5.5 hour range. And then when you get down to Juneau, about 6 hours and 20 minutes.
So it makes a big difference.
It does. And then it really picks up quite a bit more as you head down south of Alaska into the lower 48.
Yeah. So compare that to a few major cities in the lower 48.
Yeah. So places, say, in the northern part of the lower 48, like Seattle or Chicago, you're looking at 8.5 to 9 hours of daylight. And then as you get farther south, like, say, Los Angeles, 10 hours, Miami, about 10.5 hours.
How does the amount of daylight, especially in a place like Fairbanks or Barrow, how does it affect the climate?
Well, when the sun is within, say, about 5 degrees above the horizon, it provides essentially no solar energy. And so the day-to-day climate, even though the sun is out and maybe if it's shining on your skin, you might feel a little bit of warmth, it provides almost no atmospheric heating. So it's just as likely in Fairbanks, for example, that the high temperature of the day would occur at 2 a.m. and the low temperature at 2 p.m. There's really no correlation like you'd find in the summer when the sun is high in the sky and the afternoon high temperature is going to be just after that peak solar angle. It could be any time of the day or night once you get a little bit north of Anchorage.
Does the amount of daylight balance out around the globe over the course of a year?
Well, that's a really interesting question because we assume that, yeah, it's long days in the summer, short days in the winter, and they all average out. And it's actually not entirely true because of the elliptical nature of our orbit and the tilt of our axis. We actually get more daylight in the summer here in Alaska than we have darkness in the winter. So, for example, up at, if I get the pronunciation right, Utqiagvik, formerly Barrow, in the summer, they have 82 days where there's no sunset, so 24 hours of daylight. But in the winter, they have 64 days with no sunrise. So that's an 18-day difference. So it's not fully imbalanced, and that solar equation is actually more heavily weighted toward light than dark here in Alaska.
Brian Bretschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk to see maps of the amount of winter solstice daylight in Alaska and the lower 48. Go to alaskapublic.org.